This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, Day to Day's Brian Unger tells us why some lawmakers are looking to regulate some steamy videos being shown in people's cars. But first, robots. Unmanned robot cars, to be exact. This weekend, 13 of them attempted to race 140 miles across the California desert. The farthest any of the vehicles got was 7 miles. The sponsor of the ill-fated race was the government agency DARPA, which stands for Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, but it might as well be called the Department of High-Tech Gadgets. Last week, DARPA held a more successful event, a conference showing off some of the futuristic gizmos they're helping to develop. Former Army officer Phil Carter attended for Slate. He told me about a new gadget called the Phraselator.
It's about the size of a brick, and it's essentially a large Palm Pilot that takes your voice in and spits out something in one of, say, 40 different languages, so that if you say what you want to say in English, it will tell the receiver whatever you want to have told in Arabic, Urdu, Haitian, you name the language.
So you can say anything you want and it'll translate it instantly?
No, it's about one of 30,000 phrases, but it will translate it pretty much instantaneously. We couldn't bring one with us because the inventor was not willing to give his version up, but we were able to try it out at the conference, and here's some tape of what we were able to say and do with the Phraselator. Put your hands on the wall. So imagine you're an MP or you're a soldier in Iraq, and you know nothing about Arabic. You haven't even had a course in it. You take this device with you, you go out and do your mission, and it helps you at least talk in one way with the locals. You still can't understand what they're saying back, but for some things it can be really useful.
Now, that's for troops who don't have time to learn the language or bring a translator along with them, but what if they do want to get a crash course in the language?
Well, so we saw this other thing that was essentially a video game for teaching languages to soldiers before they go, and it's called the Rapid Tactical Language Training System. And this is being put together by some researchers over at USC and some private contractors, largely from the film industry, actually. And what it does is essentially set up a video game where you go into this village, you walk into a cafe, and you talk to a guy for information. And you ask him questions in Arabic to get answers in Arabic and use gestures that are native to that region. And if you do well, you get the information you need. And if you do poorly, you not only don't get the information you need, but you fail the test. Here is Hans, one of the demonstrators on hand at DARPA Tech, showing us exactly how this system works.
Now he's asking, what am I doing here? And I'm going to try and tell him that I'm here to help. Badnan Said Kun.
Ahlo, sahlo.
He's welcoming us.
So presumably you can learn the language a lot quicker using this?
Yes, it's designed to be a class that you take for essentially 2 weeks before you go anywhere.
And I understand you saw some other innovations that actually improve the people themselves.
Yeah, there were a few projects that didn't just aim to put better gadgets in the hands of people. What they aimed to do was make the people better. One of the more interesting ones was a human exoskeleton. And this was essentially a set of mechanical legs that would enable someone to carry 2 times their body weight or more, depending on how large the power source was for this device.
So what does it look like?
Essentially like one of those braces you might wear after knee surgery that has rods going down each side of your leg. They're a lot bigger, of course, because they have motors and actuators and servos and all sorts of interesting things inside. But they strap onto the outside of the legs, and then there's a superstructure that protrudes from the back and carries whatever load you have in a backpack.
Oh, sounds very Arnold. And food pellets?
Those weren't on display yet. Those are still on the drawing board, but DARPA has an idea in mind where soldiers won't need to eat anymore. And probably the best analogy is the old pills they used to eat on the Jetsons for food. The average ration today that the troops eat in the field is about the size of a large brick, and it's bulky, and it takes a lot of pallets to carry it into theater. And the idea here is to create something so small, yet so nutritious, that the soldiers can eat it and have all the nutrients they need.
Now, how likely will it be that these products will actually be put into use?
Well, a lot of these things actually do find some use. Whether it's the intended military use or some commercial use is usually open to speculation. The DARPA track record is pretty good for harvesting these research results down the road. And one only need look to things like the internet, for an example of a DARPA project that was created for one use but ultimately found to be very useful in other settings.
Phil Carter is a former Army officer, and you'll find his article on DARPA Tech at slate.com. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Day to Day from NPR News.